Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Scorpio rising, you have Uranus traveling through your seventh.
So that's, again, that's we're talking about relationships. So this is one of those aspects where if you are partnered long-term or in partnership with someone or business, there could be some shakeups in your in those partnerships. It could be related to your values, because it's Venus, rules, and depending on where Venus is placed in your chart, it could be money, or, you know, so definitely as we started, the divorce could be a theme with this transit.
Yeah.
Actually, I know someone who's a Scorpio rising who actually got divorced when Uranus entered his seven house cusp.
And I know a Scorpio rising that, like, a week ago, just who said they would never get married again, just put a picture up with a ring on their finger.
Okay, so an unexpected relationship.
Yeah.
The relationship, yes.
Yeah. Yes. So, hey, we went the positive route on this one.
Yes, there it is. Right, right. Absolutely, I like that. I like that.
Right. I like that. Let's see, eighth house, Libra risings.
Libra risings. So eighth house is, that's a house of transformation and a crisis of joint resources. So this could be something good with related to if your partner's resources, or maybe some unexpected inheritance, or maybe unexpected changes in your partner's resources. It's also the house of sex, and so maybe trying some new and kind of unusual sexual kind of routines.
Freaky.
Some new positions.
Yeah, the fourth is a very sensual sign, you know.
Break out the whips and chains.
Yeah. So it could cause unexpected death or passing. Those are some of the things that could that are related to the eighth house.
All right. Virgo rising, ninth house.
Ninth house is the house of, I like the ninth house. It's
I love the ninth house.
Yeah. It's the house of what I call judgment, or the guru, or travel, or even some legal matters, higher education. So distance education for a lot of people. That's actually a theme. Not just for people with Uranus transiting the ninth house, but so if you're actually ninth house, Uranus transiting the ninth house could also inspire someone to want to also study astrology as well, or some occult topic or metaphysical subject matter. So you could have unusual kind of insights, because that's the house of knowledge, or high knowledge. It's like trying to understand things from a higher perspective. So you may be getting these sudden downloads from, you know, it's the third house is the high priestess, and the ninth house is the house of the priestess, or God. So I would say there could definitely be some sudden downloads from the universe.
That's interesting. I like how you just said that the third house was high priestess, mm-hmm. from tarot, right?
Yeah, from the tarot. Yeah, and the ninth, and then the ninth
would
house.
Ninth be the Hierophant then?
Yeah.
Are you in the tarot?
A little bit. I do read cards a little bit, but I haven't done. I'm more into astrology than I am into tarot.
All right.
Actually, I started learning the cards of truth, so here's the thing. I'm an Aquarius rising, but the ruler of my chart, Saturn, one of them anyway, is in Gemini. So I like to study a lot of different things. Actually, yeah. So the rulers of my sun, moon, and rising are both in Gemini.
And you know what? Because I know that you're a Mercury in Pisces, I think you would like, I think they're called the Gypsy Tarot, Lenormand. I don't know if they're rare. I know somebody that like had to get them like on a bid on eBay, but they're more like symbolic. Like they have like actual photo, like it's like a photo of a boat, and then if you get this one with this one, it means this and that. So I think you might like that one too.
The sky, the man, the woman, the mailman. I actually had someone do a reading with them for me with those, and it was accurate.
Oh, nice. Wow. Nice.
Well, good pool, Walter.
Nice. And so here's the thing. Also, ninth house is the house of religion. So I have this natally. So you could have a shakeup in your faith. Because as we started this whole discussion, you asked me about my faith. And I said that I was a student of all religions or faith. I would say that this placement in this house could cause a shakeup there as well. And inspire an individual to kind of look at other areas of spirituality.
As you speak to a Mars and Aquarius at 13 degrees, conjunct North Node at 13 degrees in the ninth. Mm-hmm. And I call myself a recovering Catholic.
Okay. He's really big on that.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.